I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys were standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up the immunity case involving former President Trump and whether or not he can be prosecuted in the special counsel's election interference case. ABC's Devin Dwyer with more.
They've been waiting to decide this issue for some time now. President Trump, of course, appealed urgently to the justices just a couple weeks ago, asking them to delay his trial for his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election brought by special counsel Jack Smith. He was appealing a ruling rejecting his claims of sweeping presidential immunity.
Oral arguments set for April 22nd. House and Senate leaders say they have reached a bipartisan deal to avert a partial government shutdown. That deadline this Friday. The House will take up a temporary funding bill. Tomorrow, the Senate will then vote. Mitch McConnell announcing he's stepping down as Senate Republican leader in November. McConnell says it's time for a new generation of leadership. He'll finish out his term in the Senate. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The FBI has now offered a reward of up to $15,000 in the case of a 3-year-old Wisconsin boy who vanished last week. Elijah Vu was last seen February 20th at a residence in Two Rivers, where prosecutors said his mother had sent him to stay with a man now charged with child neglect. Searches by police and residents have so far not located the three-year-old. Fire officials in Toma now providing an update on the investigation into the fire that happened Friday on Superior Avenue. In a Facebook post, the fire department reported that 16 people have been displaced as a result of the fire. They were living in residential areas above the businesses. The Red Cross is providing assistance. Officials say the use of an excavator to extinguish the fire may have also compromised physical evidence at the scene. An official cause has not yet been determined. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows around 10 above, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow. Highs near 50 and breezy. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday. High mid-50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend. Partly cloudy and low 60s Saturday, near 70 Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 24 right now.
99.7.
We'll be right back. maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave joining us after 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Hey, we're halfway through the week. The weekend is in sight, and you know what? It's going to warm up, as we just heard. Here is Prince on Max FM.
Max FM.
Back on the train. rise and descended like flies. Ooh. Put us back on the train.
80s, 90s, and more. 7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You get a $150 certificate to Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss for just $85. Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss will develop a plan customized just for you. For more information about them and this offer, go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will look at sports news by Patrice Rushen on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball, where the fifth-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles back at home tonight to take on the Providence Friars. The Golden Eagles looking for a third straight victory. Tip-off tonight from Fiserv Forum, set for 6 o'clock. In the Horizon League, final week of the regular season, Wisconsin Green Bay on the road to Cleveland State tonight. Wisconsin Milwaukee travels to IUPUI. From last night, the Wisconsin Badgers fell at Indiana by the final count of 74-70. Five Badgers in double figures led by Chucky Hepburn. The Badgers on Saturday play host to 13th-ranked Illinois. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks 123-89, a pounding of the Charlotte Hornets last night. The Bucks and the Hornets will do it again tomorrow night in Charlotte. To Major League Baseball spring training action, the Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Chicago Cubs today. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
80s, 90s, and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep the whole chunk game in Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to request music and win contests. Here's Kim Wilde on Max FM.
Thank you.
90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
I like the sushi cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a stinking ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can I
understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me, I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon, you realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Trying out the Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with dollar maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting, I'm tantric, like Stinker's guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bridgemont Stadium, home of the rally.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday night. Let's be honest. After a tough day, would you rather have a gourmet meal like the ones on those cooking shows or baked mac and cheese? A new survey asked people if they had to pick a lane, would they rather have gourmet food or comfort food for the rest of their lives? 70% of people said they prefer comfort food. 16% said gourmet food. They didn't really define each, but it sounds like comfort food was more like chicken wings, pasta, pizza, burgers, while gourmet food was more like the stuff you get at a fancy restaurant. And some people would be willing to go to extremes to eat their favorite meal all the time. 40% of people would rather take a 20-hour flight to get to it. 17% would bike for 300 miles to get to it. 14% would walk 200 miles to get to it. And you know what? I don't think I would walk 200 miles for my favorite food because, you know, I'd be really hungry by the time I got there. Then I'd be hangry. It would be a thing. So yeah, you know, I just like food in general. I'm not picky about it when it comes down to it. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Tommy Two-Tone on Max FM.
Two female-led rock and roll Hall of Fame groups will be celebrated Friday night as Heart to Heartbreaker, playing the hits of Heart, as well as Pat Benatar, returns to Wisconsin Dells and the Legacy Dinner Theater. With 40 combined hits and over 70 million albums sold, these two supergroups will have you singing along with power ballads and straight-up rock and roll all night long. There may even be a special appearance by other female legends. Get your tickets today to see Heart to Heartbreaker Friday night at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Then on Saturday night, it's the best of Pink Floyd as Echoes of Pompeii returns to Wisconsin Dells. With 11 members in the band and a huge laser light show, this will be one of the best concerts you'll see all year. Pink Floyd is one of the most successful bands in history, and Echoes of Pompeii is one of the best tributes out there. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at ElusiveEscapeRooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms and Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows around 10 above, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow. Highs near 50 and breezy. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday. High mid-50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend. Partly cloudy and low 60s Saturday, near 70 Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 22. 99.7.
Something I can hold on to.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
So when we hit 99.7 Max FM, our 50-minute news girl continues with Adam Anton, Max FM.
But I something inside.